Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Let's pray. Father, be with us now as I break the bread of life. Give me the words to say. Let me say those things that I've studied and you've laid upon my heart to say this morning. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one gathered here in this place to worship you. And Lord, I thank you for those that have brought their petitions before your throne of grace and mercy. And I just pray that those petitions, we leave them at your throne, and we just pray and seek that thy precious will be done with these requests. Father, again, help us as a nation to be the nation that we should be. Lord, we've seen your hand upon us ever since we were founded. We just ask that, Lord, our nation would return to you. We have strayed. We're not the nation we once was. Father, you're the only one that can help us. Father, we just pray that we'll encourage your people this morning with your word. And Lord, we pray that there's one amongst us that doesn't know Christ and a free pardon of sin. This would be the day, this would be the time, this would be the hour, Lord, that they call upon the name of the Lord before it's too late. I love you. I praise you. Give me the words to say, for it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Oh, yes, she is. Boy, I'm going to blame it on the heat. Come on, sister. Well, now you know what the text is, right? Ponder.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He goes on to say, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Now, by interpretation, he is dealing with the nation of Israel. But the application is that whatever nation is willing to make God, God over their country, and obey his commandments, then he will bless them as a nation. Now I want you to understand, I'm very thankful for yesterday. Did everybody have a good 4th? A great time. We are blessed as a nation, are we not? Even though right now it seems like our country is in turmoil, which it is. We've got a pandemic, which I never thought I'd ever face in my lifetime, and neither did you. Racially, we're divided. People are talking about the divide between the parties, Democrats, Republicans. They're talking about the economy. They're talking about jobs and all of that. And they're saying, you know, we need to do something about those things. Well, I can tell you, there is a way to solve those problems easy. And that is for this nation to repent of its sins and allow God to forgive us. Send revival through this land. You see, he has the answer. He is the answer. But it's amazing. I watched several things this week on Declaration of Independence and the 4th and whatnot. And boy, our kids that are going to secular schools today, they are being fed a bunch of hooey-fooey. Listen to me. This nation was founded on the basis of people coming here looking for a place where they could serve God by the dictation of their heart. Understand with me, everyone, and you'll hear scholars say no, especially them old scholars that are out there that are liberal, progressive, they'll tell you that, oh, those founding fathers weren't religious people. Hooey fooey, they were. In fact, Patrick Henry, everybody knows what he's famous for. What's his famous quote? Give me liberty or give me death, right? But you know he's also famous for saying this. America wasn't founded by religion. It was founded by the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what he said. Think about that statement. Again, our country is in trouble. Everybody, do your head like that, we're in trouble. And folks, there is coming a time where me and you are going to be, well, we're already considered the enemy, but we're truly going to be the enemy. We're going to have a target on us. You better wake up. Because what they're doing is trying to trample out every mention of God. They're trying to stamp out the gospel of Jesus Christ. They want churches closed. And it breaks my heart. But if you study the Bible and you go to the Old Testament, and yes, y'all, you know I love the Old Testament. Judah is just like America. You see, God had to send the prophet Jeremiah to Judah because they had grossly sinned against God. They had turned their backs on the Lord. So God sends Jeremiah to Judah. Now, they were guilty of a gross sin. Do y'all know what it was? They were idol worshiping. That's right. and they were offering their children to Molech, god of the Canaanites. And they had literally left their faith in God. And they had turned to their own way. You know, Judges tells us that every man did what he thought was right in his own eyes. Is that not a picture of us today? Is that not a picture of America this morning? You see, we have left our faith in God. Now listen, America was founded upon God, but now we've left Him out of the equation. Understand, we don't want Him mentioned in our schools. We don't want prayer in schools. We don't want the Ten Commandments in our courthouses. We don't want any of that stuff, but we want to be left to our own heart's desire. Don't tell me that I'm wicked. Don't tell me I'm a sinner. Who are you to judge me? I can do what I want to. Yeah, you can. But you're going to one day stand before God and give an account. Now, the problem with Judah, same problem we have in America, was this. They had turned their back on God, and they became arrogant and prideful in the fact that because they were the chosen people of God, and because God had given them the law, they thought, hey, God was obligated to just take care of them and let them live any old way they wanted to. And you know, that's the same mindset America has today. Oh, God, it's okay. Okay, we'll recognize you're there, but hey, let me do what I please. You know, okay, I'll come to church on Sunday morning, but let me live any way I want to the rest of the week. And they were prideful. America's been prideful all these years. We're the mightiest military in the world. We have the greatest economic plan in all the world. But listen to me. Those things can be taken from us very easily. Look at how America has been shut down since March. Who would have ever thought our whole country could be literally shut down? So don't think for a minute that it couldn't happen. I'll go ahead and say it. It's going to happen. Amen? It's going to happen. Why? Because we're prideful and we're arrogant, just like Judah. You see, they had no problem saying, yes, we're serving different gods, but God, you know, we're your chosen. We're your pets. And Lord, by the way, you've given us the law. So we're okay. But listen to me. A nation is judged by what it does with the Word of God. If it's held in high esteem, God's going to bless that nation. But if it is rejected, guess what's going to happen to that nation? And beloved, I'm afraid judgment is about to fall on our nation. I'll go even one better than that. It already has fallen. Amen. We just recognize that we're in our death knell. We just don't recognize it. Why? Because we're blinded. Even God, when He was addressing the nation of Judah through Jeremiah, even God said, even storks know how to act and behave. In other words, you know, it's amazing. I created the animals, and the animal kingdom knows what's going on and what's expected of them. You are my people, and you have no clue. And that's the way it is today. People have no clue on how to serve God. They have no clue about judgment. They believe this world is going to just continue on. Beloved, it's not. The Bible tells us it's going to melt with a fervent heat. Why? Because God is holy and He's righteous. But literally, they were prideful and they were arrogant. And we may not as a nation offer our children, Judah did, to Molech in the fires. We may not do that, but I'm here to tell you, we do offer our kids to a godless society. We offer them all the time. Our godless secular schools, the Yeah, I'll get in trouble for saying that. They wouldn't like me. Those schools today are dumbing our kids down. And they aren't teaching correct history. They're trying to rewrite the history books. That's right, brother. They're not. I'm amazed at how little our kids today understand and know about patriotism and their country when it was founded. I'm amazed. They have no clue. I'm amazed. We offer our kids, maybe not to Moloch, but we offer them to the whelms of the world. You see, they can literally go to the mall, dress any way. By the way, you've been to the malls lately? We hadn't been since they've closed everything, the pandemic. But have you ever been to the mall? You have to, at least I have to. And I know you men, and some of you ladies are just like me, I have to do this. Because everywhere I look, there's no clothes on the females. Or if there is clothes, they're painted on so tight. Amen, that's the truth. But we say it's okay. This is our problem. We have become so accustomed to sin and evil that literally our minds have been seared with a hot iron. You see, what used to offend us, now it doesn't even faze us. Amen? Listen, I had a potty mouth before I was saved. I had a potty mouth. But the Lord cleaned that up when He saved me. And I can't stand that talk. I don't speak that away. I don't want nobody speaking that away around me. And I'm sure you're the same way. But we've become so accustomed to it, when it does come on, we're out in the public somewhere and someone talks like that, instead of saying, hey, my ears aren't garbage cans, I ain't listening to that, hush, we just let them say we don't want to offend nobody. Again, we've become desensitized to the whims of the world, and that's what's wrong with America today. You see, we've become desensitized. What used to bother us a generation ago doesn't bother us anymore. Things that we would never allow in church doesn't bother us anymore. And then we wonder why America is in the shape America's in today. You see, Judah was the same way. They were prideful. And that's where we are today as a nation. We're still prideful and arrogant. We're the United States of America. Can I tell you something? God can knock the props out from under us real easy. And He already is, if you think about it. Now, not only dealing with Judah when Jeremiah was sent by God to speak to them, not only were they prideful and arrogant, but they didn't even recognize that they had sinned against God. They didn't even recognize it. And that's what's so sad. But before we throw rocks at them and point our fingers at them, are we not the same as a nation? You say, well, how? I can begin by saying, you know, we were all gung-ho and ready to fight the Muslims when they sent those planes into the Twin Towers, weren't we? Ready to go. 3,000 people lost their lives that day. And that was tragic. And that left a big wound that still hasn't healed to this day. But understand something. We were all ready, like I say, to go to town on the Muslims. That. But can I ask you a question? Remember 3,000 lives on 9/11, September 1st, 2001? What about the 4,000 innocent babies that were aborted that same day? Where's the outrage? where are we? Standing up and saying, no more, you're not killing the innocent. Not a word. Again, Judah see the sin that was right before him, didn't recognize it. And sad to say, America's the same way. I'll go on. What about the sin of changing the definition of marriage? Holy matrimony that God ordained. God gave away the first bride. What about that? But see, now it's accepted. Now two men can get married. That's no wonder God called it an abomination. Two women. Now listen to me before you get mad at me. I'm not saying God doesn't love those homosexuals and those lesbians. I'm not saying God doesn't love a transgendered. He does. He proved it when he sent his son into the world to die for our sins. He loves them, but he wants them to get saved. And when they get saved, shock, they're going to change. They're not going to stay in that condition. Anybody that tells you today they're homosexual or they're lesbian and they're saved, they're lying to themselves and they're lying to God, because God does not save you and just leave you in your sin. He delivers you from that sin. You say, Brother John, sounds pretty judgmental. No, that's just Bible. Just Bible. If any man be in Christ, he's new. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things become new. That's Bible. But again, our nation doesn't even recognize, even though our nation was founded upon God and His Word, we don't even recognize it today. So, Brother John, what'd they do to Judah? God judged them and allowed them to be taken captive by their enemies. We got enemies out there, America. Amen. Don't think for a second God's not allowing Russia to build up. By the way, if you'll read your Bible and prophecy, Russia's mentioned. But sad to say, America isn't. Go to the front of the Bible and read all the way to the back of the Bible when it comes to prophecy. America is not mentioned. But Russia is. China is also. Beloved, don't think for a second God doesn't know what's going to happen, because He does, because He's sovereign. But also understand, just like He allowed Judah to go into captivity because of their sin, He's going to allow us to be taken captive. I believe that with all my heart. And by the way, we may not be around. I hope I'm wrong. I think a way we could ensure we're still around is if we got on our knees and repented and returned to the Lord as a nation. You know, there was a great awakening before America became a nation. Great awakening. And I mean to tell you, when the people got over here and discovered this precious country, continent, I'm here to tell you that those people were fired up. They had the fire of God within them. But in about 250-something-so-odd years, where's the fire of God today? It's certainly not in our country today. Now listen to me. Just like Judah had turned their backs on God, there was still some that still at that time. There was a remnant. And I remember God sharing with Elijah in the northern kingdom. Remember, He said, hey, I've got 7,000 that's never bowed a knee to Baal or kissed His lips. The reason I believe we ain't utterly destroyed is because we are that remnant of believers that are still here praying and intercessing for this nation. But I believe with all my heart, if we're ever taken out of here, it's done. And by the way, we're going to be taken out, and I believe sometime soon. Amen? Now, understand, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Let me ask you, does that sound like America today? It doesn't, because He is not God and the Lord of our nation today. If He was, church houses would be full. The Word of God would be taught. The schools would have prayer. But no, He's not. Again, here's the sad thing. Jeremiah, I've studied his history a little bit. You know, mighty prophet of God. God used him mightily. But he never had a convert, preacher. Not a single one. But listen to me. He asked a question to those. And this had to have broke his heart. He goes and he tells them where they've sinned against God. And he tells them, you need to return to God. And by the way, that's what America needs to do. Turn to God. But the sad thing is, they didn't, did they? No, and then he asked him the question, is there not a balm in Gilead? Is there not a balm? Yes, there is. There is a remedy for you. But yet, Judah was not willing to use the remedy. Beloved, I'm afraid America is not willing to use the remedy. And that's revival through Jesus Christ, the great physician. Is there not balm? You see, when children of Israel, several times if you study, one day they'd be way up here serving God, and God would bless them measurably. And then the next day, see them far away from God as they could possibly be, bowing and worshiping, building altars to false gods. But each time they did that, God loved them, and He would always send a prophet, and He would share through the prophet that, you know what, here's the remedy. This is what you do. You repent. You make things right, and I'll bless you. I'll forgive you. I'll bless you. And they would do that from time to time, but it was always ongoing like this. I still believe what God says in His Word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. That was one of those passages to Israel. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Beloved, that's the same remedy as the balm in Gilead. And that is what we need in America today. But listen, notice what he said. My people who are called by my name, we first have to humble ourselves. We need to recognize we've sinned against God. By the way, God expects His people to be holy because He's holy. See, we love the God of love, the God that's always just loves us no matter what and will accept us and all of that. But when it comes to that God of judgment and that God that wants us to be holy and righteous, I don't know about Him. We got to humble ourselves and recognize He's holy. My people, called by my name, are humble themselves and pray. Let me ask you a question this morning. When's the last time you truly prayed for your country? We pray for our needs. We pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray for our churches and our pastors and our missionaries, and we should do that. But when's the last time you've cried out to God, "Oh God, send revival for this land. Let it sweep this country again. May we humble ourselves and return to you as a country." Have you done that lately? And then, of course, he said, "Seek my face." Well, when you pray, you're seeking the face of God. And then what does he say? "Then will I" what? "Hear." When we humble ourselves in prayer, we return to Him, repent of our sins, forsake our sins, He'll hear from heaven, forgive us, and then heal our land. Would you agree with me? Our nation needs healing. The only one that can do it's Jesus. I'm not, you're not. It's going to be Jesus and Him alone. But we need to be in agreement. And I'll go ahead and say it. I'll save you a little time and effort. We can pray all we want for this country, but if we aren't right with God ourselves, by the way, revival always starts with the individual. Start corporately. Begins with me and you. If we ourselves aren't right with God, you're just wasting your time. So I guess what I'm trying to get across to you this morning is this. The answer is Jesus Christ. Our country, I've never seen nothing like it. I look at my granddaughters, my grandsons, and it scares me to death for them. If the Lord delays His coming, if we're seeing this in our lifetime, what will they face if He delays His coming? And again, this country... Some of you ain't going to like what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it anyways because it is the truth, and I think I can back it up. This country is pagan. We don't serve God anymore. We wonder why God doesn't bless us anymore. I can tell you why. Because we're a pagan country. That's why. I'll even go further than that. Anymore, our country is Christless. Breaks my heart to say it, but it's the truth. And then we wonder why. My goodness, why are we so divided? Why is there this side and that side? Why are people rioting? Why are people looting? Because we have turned away from God. And we're reaping what we sow. Just as God sent Jeremiah to Judah to share the word of God with them and try his best to get them to repent and return to him. But they wouldn't. He said, "Okay, judgment's coming." It's the same here today in America. But the thing is, judgment isn't coming. It's already here. And people have no clue. Oh, we're going to live forever. We're going to do what we want to do. After all, that's what life is all about. No, sorry. Life is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Life is about leaving this one. This gets us prepared for eternity. We're here 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. Some even younger. But we're only here to prepare ourselves for eternity. That's it. And it's not about who has the biggest house and the most money in the bank. It's not about that kind of stuff at all. If we, of course, society, that's how they measure a man, how successful he was. Oh, he left a legacy to his children. He left money and an inheritance. And by the way, I know we as parents want to leave an inheritance to our kids. We want to leave a legacy, and nothing wrong with that. In fact, the Bible teaches us we're supposed to. But look at me. I ain't going to ever be rich. Probably ain't going to have a whole lot to leave my kids and grandkids. I'm a Baptist preacher. Enough said. But you know what inheritance I want to leave my grandchildren and my kids? I want to leave the inheritance that says, you know what? My grandfather believed that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he served the Lord. And he taught us, whatever we do, serve the Lord. And beloved, sad to say today, and I'm going to hush. Sad to say today, where are the parents today? Where are the parents to offset what society is teaching and doing to our kids? Where are moms and dads today? I thank God I had parents that loved the Lord. And they cared where I was. They didn't always know where I was. They didn't. But they cared. Amen? And what I mean by that is I was pretty good at hiding out. I was. I remember, thought I had it hard at home. Life was rough. I had chores, and had to do this and that in the country. So I'll just run away. I'll just run away. Got on a school bus that morning, got to school, met up with a couple buddies. Let's go. Oh, running away. No money, no food. No, we're going to run away. So anyways, yeah, no sense. Thank you. So anyways, we're going down 70 West and wooded. I was looking at the road back. That looks like our car. So we got back, hunkered down. It was her driving up and down the street looking for me. By the way, you know, you can't get away with nothing. Now, it's true. We made it to the Little Mazarin, and we spent the night there. It's a little park on Lake Hamilton. Next morning, I woke up, and I thought, this is stupid. I'm hungry. I'm cold. I know I'm going to get in trouble, but it's a lot better than this. And I went home, and I had to walk back. We lived a fur piece from our school. I'm walking back. I'm taking Sunshine Road. And I see a truck. And I ain't paying no attention. All of a sudden, and it was my uncle. Get in, stupid. What is wrong with you? There's got to be something wrong with you. Okay. Where did he take me? Home. Did I run away again? And this is my point in that little story. You know, we think that we just got it good. We think we can live any old way we want to, do anything we want to. But then, through the Holy Spirit, He begins to convict us. And He makes us realize, you know what? This over here is a lie. This ain't a lot of fun. What was I thinking? No food? No. Thank God I knew to go home. America needs to come home. We need to come back to God. And that should be our prayer. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, first thing you need to do is ask the Lord to save you. If you are saved, first thing you are to do is examine your heart. Lord, is there sin in my life that I need to repent of? You need to take care of that. And then you need to make up your mind that, you know what? I'm going to serve God no matter what. Joshua said, But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Make up your mind and then serve Him. And don't worry about what people are going to think about you if you serve the Lord. Praise the Lord that you do it. Don't worry about them. Believe me, the world could care less. But the Lord cares. And finally, we as a nation have a responsibility as God's people and as a nation to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world. You see, we want to feed everybody food. We want to give them shelter and we want to do this, build hospitals. And those things, I'm not saying those things ain't important and those things ain't good. But listen to me. We're here, church, for one reason. And that reason is to get the gospel out to the lost. Because believe me, lots of lost people in the world. And while we're here, that's what God requires. Amen. Stand with me, please.